is part of an interview with the subject just before LSD is to be administered.
My husband is an employee here at the VA, and he told me that they were looking for normal people, and I volunteered.
I see. Do you feel you're normal?
I hope I'm normal. I think so.
Well, a little while back, you took quite a series of psychological tests, and I can assure you that you're a very stable and well-balanced person as a result of the tests. How do you feel about coming here and drinking this strange material?
I'm a little nervous, perhaps.
Well, I think that's normal. Well, I think it's time for you to have your lysergic acid. Drink this down, and we'll be back after a while and see how you're doing.
A glass of water, colorless, tasteless. It contains 100 gamma of LSD-25, 1/10 of a milligram. the equivalent of 1/600th of a grain. An ounce of this material will make 150,000 such doses. Let us observe the effect some 3 hours later.
I couldn't possibly tell you. It's here. Can't you feel it? This whole room. This everything is in color and I can feel the air. I can see it. I can see all the molecules. I'm part of it. I'm. Can't you see it?
I'm trying.
Oh, it's just like you're released or you're free or I don't know how I can tell you.
How do you feel inside?
Inside. I'm
not
inside.
Is that one?
Thank you.
it would be all one if you weren't here, and if nobody else. Yes, everything is one. You have nothing to do with it. I am one with what I am. I can see everything in color. Everything. You have to see the air. You can't believe it. And the dimensions and all the prisms and the rays and everything coming down through you and moving.
What does this all mean to you?
I've never seen such infinite beauty in my life. It's like a curtain or a spider web. Can you see it? It's right here in front of me right now. Watch. No. Good heavens. You know what went through me? It passed right through me.
Could you feel it?
Me? I wasn't any me.
Is all this pleasant or unpleasant? or aren't these the right words?
What seems pleasant or unpleasant? Hearing anything pleasant or unpleasant? It's too beautiful. It's... How can you think it? I mean, can't you feel it? Everything is so beautiful and lovely and alive. You shouldn't say anything about anything not being. This is reality. This is. If you look right over there, are you looking? Can you?
Yes, what should I see?
I wish I could talk in Technicolor or let you see. Can you? Did you say you can see it?
No, I can't quite see it. Tell me about it.
I can't tell you about it. If you can't see it, then you'll just never know it. I feel sorry for you.
Now, Gerald, I know you have great personal experience with lysergic acid. What do you think of it?
To do that in 2 minutes, eternity in an hour, it's almost impossible, of course, as all the patients say to describe it. You can only say it isn't, it isn't, it isn't, trying to tell people what it is. Well, of course, I don't know any of our friends that have taken it but haven't said this one thing in common. Well, I never knew anything like that in the whole of my life. And one or two people have said to me, I've said it to myself, that's what death is going to be like. And oh, what fun it would be.
How do you mean that?
Well, I mean that there are the colors and the beauties, the designs, the beautiful way things appear. People themselves, dull people that I thought dull appear fascinating, interesting, mysterious, wonderful. But that's only the beginning. A man was saying it this afternoon who was taking it. Suddenly you notice that there aren't these separations. That we're not on a separate island shouting across to somebody else and trying to hear what they're saying and misunderstand. You know, you use the word yourself, empathy. These things flowing underneath. They're parts of a single continent. It meets underneath the water. And with that goes such delight. The sober certainty of waking bliss.
You know, everyone knows the importance of taking a break every once in a while when you're working. Well, the same thing holds true if you're having fun. Now, that's why plays have intermissions. And during the intermission, you'll find the nearby fountain where they serve
LSD
is a mighty popular place. A sparkling glass of ice-cold
LSD
is a sparkling addition to the festivity and the excitement of opening night.
LSD
has a bright flavor, a distinctive flavor all its own that has never been equaled. It's bracing, too.
LSD
gives you a bit of quick energy that brings you back so refreshed so quickly and with as few calories as half an average juicy grapefruit. So at intermission time or any time, pause and refresh. Stop at the fountain where
LSD
is served. Then you can relax with the most asked-for soft drink in the whole world. Bright and bracing
lysergic acid.
Give yourself a break.
Have you taken LSD?
About four times.
And where did you get it from?
Oh, you know, I mean, if I was to say where I got it from, you know, it's illegal and everything, it's silly to say that.
Don't you believe that this was a matter which you should have kept private?
But the thing is, you know, that I was asked a question by a newspaper. And the decision was whether to tell a lie or to tell him the truth, you know. I decided to tell him the truth. But I really didn't want to say anything, you know, because if I'd had my decision, you know, if I had it my way, I wouldn't have told anyone, you know, because I'm not trying to spread the word about this. But the man from the newspaper is the man from the mass medium, you know. I'll keep it a personal thing. If he does too, you know, if he keeps it quiet. But he wanted to spread it, so it's his responsibility, you know, for spreading it, not mine.
But you're a public figure, and you said it in the first place, and you must have known that it would have made the newspapers.
Yes, but to say it, you know, is only to tell the truth. I'm telling the truth, you know. I don't know what everyone's so angry about.
Well, do you think you have now encouraged your fans to take drugs?
I don't think it'll make any difference, you know. I don't think my fans are going to take drugs just because I did, you know. But the thing is, that's not the point anyway, you know. I was asked whether I had or not. And then from then on, the whole bit about how far it's going to go and how many people it's going to encourage is up to the newspapers and up to you, you know, on television. I mean, you're spreading this now at this moment. This is going into all the homes, you know, in Britain. And I'd rather it didn't, you know. But you're asking me the question. You want me to be honest. I'll be honest, you know.
But as a public figure, surely you've got the responsibility.
You've got the responsibility. You've got the responsibility not to spread this now. You know, I'm quite prepared to keep it as a very personal thing, if you will too.
When I find you'll myself shut up about in it, times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer. Let it be. 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 Yeah, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be.
Let me ask you one other thing, George, because do you have any thoughts on why hard drugs and rock stars have become synonymous? I mean, you can see why if you had a life like Bessie Smith had, or Billie Holiday or something like that, whatever what they went through, if I were them, I suppose I would take anything that was available. But I mean, yeah. Most of the people in rock haven't had that dismal, grinding, horrible kind of life that... is it in any way a way of emulating those other people who were...
Well,
like those
there's a lot of, you know, I mean, a lot of pop people go through a hell of a lot, you know. Just say in 1 year they see so much, and they go through yeah. so many different things that they either just want to get high. I mean, basically it starts with people who just want to get high, you know, like people drink. I mean, that's a big problem. People have a drink, like I suppose after the show maybe you have a drink just to get a little high. So musicians, you know, either drink a little bit or maybe they smoke a bit, and then they want to get a bit high, you know, and they're sort of really looking for something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same with all those Bessie Smiths and all those people, because the world is such a hard place to try and make it in. So I mean, they're all just like buffers, all those drugs and things, and I suppose if they get on top of you, you know, they get next to you.
Why the ones who've killed themselves, your colleagues, why heroin?
Well, that seems to be the big one.
Yeah.
I'm really unqualified to talk about heroin because I've never taken it. Yeah. And I really don't intend to. You know, I'm sure it's just, it's probably just the best high, you know, that's what it's down to. It's the one that gets them the highest, the quickest. But it just happens to kill you faster as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, they all sort of kill you in one way or another. And there's very few people who seem to be able to experience something like heroin and then get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just gets in the system and they become dependent on it. I don't know. It's sad, you know, it's really sad because they're all looking for some deep love or something like that, and they miss it, you know.
Yeah.
It's much better to try and not take any drugs, you know, if you can get straight, really straight, then in a way it's much higher. I mean, I'm not really qualified to talk about that either.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry.
But
that's sort of in the middle, you know.
And finally, new rule.
Finally,
this Halloween, stop fretting that some stranger is going to put drugs in your kid's candy. And put the drugs in there yourself. Come on, this is America. Acid will be the healthiest thing they eat all day. Do it. Put drugs in the Halloween candy. Now, I know what you're thinking. Bill Maher, what a thing to say. We all know that too much of any drug can cause permanent damage. Just look at Rush Limbaugh. You can't just decide to give a bunch of innocent, drug-free kids some sort of psychedelic. What if it interacts badly with their Wellbutrin, their Abilify, their Adderall, their Ritalin, and their Monster Energy drink? Yes. See?
They're laughing.
You're such a populist.
You are.
The kids are on drugs, all right. The problem is they're on the wrong drugs. They're on a combination of processed sugar, so they can be mini coke fiends, and mind-narrowing pharmaceutical crap like Ritalin that doesn't open up their minds. It levels and controls them. These drugs are all about keeping ratty children in check, or as we used to call it, parenting.
Fair enough.
Oh, see, now you have to think about it. Adderall is the drug of choice these days on campus. Oh, what fun. I don't know what I'd enjoy more, the extremely focused parties or the highly detail-oriented sex. But here's the thing. When Steve Jobs was young, the drug of choice was acid. And Jobs told his biographer that dropping acid as a young man was one of the best things he ever did, because when he took it with his girlfriend, the wheat field started playing Bach, which is pretty unbelievable. A computer nerd had a girlfriend? Now, maybe there's not a connection between LSD and genius, but it's something no great American ever said about a Kit Kat bar. If it weren't for acid, you might not have an iPod. And you definitely wouldn't have some of the best music in your iPod.
You got me, brother. You got me.
Well, Jimi Hendrix.
You had to put us on this show?
I'm turning them around now.
You had to put us on this show?
Francis Crick discovered the structure of DNA while on acid. The Beatles made Sgt. Pepper while on acid. I made DC Cab while on acid. And the list goes on and on. And it's not just anecdotal. In a study from Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine last month, scientists found that a single dose of psilocybin, which is the drug in magic mushrooms, created a, quote, long-term positive personality change in most patients. People improved in the areas of sensitivity, imagination, and broad-minded tolerance of others. In pharmaceutical speak, psilocybin is known as an asshole inhibitor. And couldn't we use a little more of that? Have you seen a Republican debate lately? If ever there was a group who could stand to take a sensitivity pill and employ broad-minded tolerance of others, it's these people. This nation faces enormous challenges, and the biggest idea we've heard from them so far was, let's build a fence that electrocutes Mexicans. Steve Jobs literally learned to think different. And if you can get that insight from LSD or mushrooms, or for that matter, from licking a toad, then bring me Kermit the Frog and I'll stick my tongue right down his throat.
I don't know if that's the right sound for this.
I guess I'm
going to make an adjustment.
want to wish you all a very happy new year. And I'm inviting you to come to temple with us the next time we meet as we observe the Day of Atonement. And now my Rosalie wants to say a few words. Did you ever stop to think that your youngsters are America's most valuable natural resources? They're America's citizens of tomorrow and will someday be helping to run this country. How well they run it, how well trained they are as citizens, might well depend on the kind of education they're getting right now. So take a good look at the schools your children are attending. Are your children studying from out-of-date textbooks? Are there enough books to go around? Most important of all, are there enough well-qualified teachers to take care of increased enrollments?
The Dumont Television Network.